Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment, episode 103. That's right, folks. Keep moving along. And it is a warm day. I don't know if you can hear in the background, I have got the air conditioner on. I'm moving the microphone. I hope it's not making noise while I'm recording this thing. No noise. It's warm. It's 82 degrees. Where I am. 82 degrees. Of course, where I am right now, in the air conditioning, it is not 82 degrees because I've got air conditioning on. However, once I leave the premises, when I get done with this podcast, I am going to go out to... I'm planning to go to Gelson's today. You see, I don't call them gougers anymore. They're Gelson's. I don't care. I don't care. They're not even really my go-to market anymore. Everybody's my go-to market. I don't have any, you know, well, anyway, the point is this, that it's warm. That's the point. I'm going to my go-to market. And why was I mentioning Gelson's? I was mentioning Gelson's. Oh, I'll tell you in a second why I was mentioning Gelson's. I had a reason for mentioning it because I'm going to talk about that and Ralph's today because those are two places that I've been to this week that things happened that I want to report to. But I want you to know about. I want you to know about. Because if you have been following this podcast, and you understand what's going on in my life, and you know who I am, and what I am, and what I stand for, and where I'm going, and where I've been, and what I've been... Sorry. I just talked to my friend Deb, and I have cut down on the sugar. Not out, not completely clean, like the way I think I should. Should's such a bad word. I like when people say, no, you're shoulding all over yourself. Don't should. Okay. Instead of should... I aspire to clean up my food to the point where sugar is a very small part. And I've cut it down. I know it's still a slippery slope this way. The problem is when I get off into my sugar runs, and I'm going to cover this later too, the incident I had in Ralph's. I've probably mentioned this before. You know, when I get off in a sugar run, then I get like so addicted and so attached that I go, oh, I'm going to have to give it up. I better start piling it on. Thanks for the memory, sugar. I just got to get it. And then it just becomes worse and worse. So now I'm going, I go like, you know what? I don't know. I'll take it one, you know, I'll probably go back to the one day at a time thing. I mean, that worked with the drugs and alcohol when I was out there doing nasty things. But, it's different with food. I think it's different. But I guess you can use the same principles. I don't know. What is this, an AA meeting? Stop it already. Okay. All right. So, I'm going to jump around a little bit, I think, but not too much. It all kind of weaves and is tied in together here. I went into Ralph's the other day or night, and I ran into, this lady, I think she's from Bangladesh. Named Shahina. She always has a very nice smile. Hello. You know, and very strange. She called me handsome one time. Hello, handsome. And I was just like, holy mackerel. Is she coming on to me or what? But anyway, it's a nice lady. And probably working way below her potential for what she's, you know, capable of doing. Because, you know, when you come from these other countries... And whatever you did there, then maybe she was a doctor in Bangladesh, but you can't practice medicine here. I'm not sure that's what she, you know. But I have a feeling she was something else. Or maybe she wasn't. I don't know. But she seems like she could have been. And, boy, thank goodness I was born in the USA where I can just do whatever the heck I want. Sort of. Oh, you can't. Anyway. So I go in and... it was, Sunday night, I believe. That's right, it was Sunday night. And she goes, oh, she goes, tomorrow is Labor Day, huh? Happy Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. And I had like did I just lose a few months? I know I'm trying to lose weight, but I don't want to lose any months here. But was I abducted by aliens and dropped down at Ralph's? And I was just like, did I miss the summer? I mean, what's going on here? So, I go, wow, Labor Day's in September. She goes, oh, I thought it's a holiday tomorrow. And I said, well, I know April Fool's Day is coming up, but that I think was Tuesday, but that's not like a holiday. Well, it turned out, I didn't know, but it was the next day, and I found out the next day, it was Cesar Chavez Day, which is a not a national holiday, but a state holiday, and Cesar Chavez was an activist in the, I believe, the Mexican Chicano community, primarily for the migrant workers, because they were treated like slaves, which I kind of think is still happening, from my understanding, from the little bit I've read, you know, so enjoy your lettuce, folks. And I think back in the day, they had a boycott on grapes, specifically. People were not buying grapes to kind of put pressure on the grape owners. I don't know, but now it's like a state holiday. So that was the holiday. So that day, I'm talking really loud. That day, I decided to go to Baja Fresh, which is a Mexican chain, kind of fast foodish, but pretty decent food. It's really food for güeros. Güero is the slang for white people. I believe it's in the Mexican community. Güero. Gringo, you know, white people. It's for white people. And, but there's a lot of Mexican and Latino people that work there. And I always joke around with them. And there's one guy that works who's a cook. And he's always, you know, I joke around with him and he's very friendly. And then, and there's always these girls there. So I go into the Baja Fresh and the last time I usually get salads, but last couple times or so, I've been getting burritos because, you know, I've been screwing around with the food. And the last time he made it really super big, but mucho grande, gave me extra stuff. And so I figured, hey, I'll push it. Go, hey, I'm going to get a burrito, mucho grande. He goes, okay, mucho grande. And then I say to the girl who I'm joking around with, this young Latino girl, I always go, ever since I learned the word descuento, which is discount, in Spanish, which I'm not sure if it's discount in Spanish or if it's a slang in Mexican in the Mexican community. I should find that out. But anyway, descuento is probably Spanish, right? Descuento sounds anyway. So you know, I'll do that very often. I've talked about that before here. And so I said to her, "Hey, how about descuento?" And she goes, okay, and really nice young girl. And so she's doing the check, you know, the cash register thing. And a burrito that probably should have cost me $9 or $10 bucks, at least. She looks at me, she goes, okay, that's $3.82. I don't know what she did, but she gave me, and I go, holy mackerel, I'm going to marry you. Because whenever I get a discount, I always offer the marry to people, because that's how easy I am. You give me a break on something, I'm ready to marry you. And I was thinking about the irony of it later, is that it's Cesar Chavez Day, and me, a güero, is asking for a descuento from a Latino, and she gave it to me. A really big one. And, you know, and it was just, you know, and I get a lot of discounts from people. They don't even have to ask sometimes. Because I joke around with them. I try to make it pleasant for these people. These people are doing very mind-numbing jobs. I know I've done jobs like this, and I really appreciate these people. So I always try to make their lives a little bit easier, make it a little bit more joyful. That's my, you know, maybe that's, you know, that's my, one of my goals with my talents is to use it that way. You know, not be like a guy that's just, you know, standoffish, you know? I mean, I don't know. Maybe, who knows? Maybe if I start to get more successful, I'll become more like that. No, I don't think so. I'm too old to... I shouldn't say that. You can always become a... You know, if you get a lot of money and you could become... You could get fooled. Listen, I thought I wouldn't think I would get ever fall back into the sugar thing. But I hope that when I get money... And successful, that I retain my good nature, good humor, and empathy for all people, especially people that, you know, who are in service capacities. And I like these people a lot. So that's that. I just thought it was ironic that on Cesar Chavez Day, I get the discount. I get the deal. Okay. I go to Gelson's the other day, and there's this alleyway that I think I talked about last week. I usually go down there, but then I saw a sign that says no entry, and then the guard said it's just a sign. So I use it anyway because it's a more direct route when I come off this kind of side street, and then there's a side alley, and blah, 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 blah. So, and then sometimes employees when they're taking breaks, they'll be over there sitting out there smoking cigarettes or on their cell phones. So there's a kid who does, he's a bagger. He bags groceries. And young kid, and I'm saying he's probably like maybe 22, something like that, you know. And, I don't really know him that well. I mean, I've seen him around. We said hello, joked around a very little bit. And so I'm driving down the alleyway, and I see him. You know, I slow down, roll my window down to say hi. And he goes, "Hey!" And I go, "Oh, hi!" You know. I go, "Well, what are you up to? What are you doing over? What are you doing? Taking a break?" He goes, "Oh, just prostituting myself." And I go, "Oh, wow, awkward moment." I said, "Oh, okay, no potential customer here, buddy." And then I went. I was just like, you know, now, and I don't want to read too much into it, you know. I mean, it could be just, you know, maybe he's just a joke. It's just a joke. And, or maybe he was kind of fishing for something. Like, if I would say, "Well, really? How much you charge?" And maybe, you know, we could have worked out a deal. But I was just like, that's interesting. Maybe they should put a sign there, "No prostitution," too. But the way he said, "Hey!" Well, it sounded like Jerry Lewis, didn't it? "Hey! Hey!" It was just like, "Oh, okay. All right, I see where this guy's coming from. No judgment. No worries. No judgment. No worries." So that was interesting. That was interesting. And then there's another young girl I've met there recently. She's new, and she's really very, very attractive girl. And I had a conversation with her. Nice girl. I mean, I'm not making any moves on these kids, okay? Believe me, I'm not making any moves on these kids. And we had a conversation one day. She was telling me she wants to go to school, and she's helping out her family with some stuff and blah, blah, blah. So I go, okay, and then, you know, so I know her now. And then another time, I show up one day, and I'm coming, I park my car, and I'm walking from the parking lot to the store, and I see her sitting out front with this other girl that works there, figuring on like a lunch break or something like that. And I was going to say hello to her, but, you know, she never looked up. So I just, you know, they looked like they were talking. So I just kept going. And so then I'm shopping in there, da, da, da. And then I run into her, and I go, "Oh, hi." And she goes, "Hi." And then I go, "Hey, I saw you out front, but I guess you didn't see me." And she goes, "No, I saw you." I go, well, how come you didn't say hi to me?" And she goes, "Well, I was waiting for you to say hi to me." And I was just like, "Wow, okay. But I didn't say hi to you because you didn't look my way, and I don't want to intrude." You know, so, I mean, maybe she, it's just because she was like a thing of respect. You don't want to look at your elders. I don't know. But anyway, she seems nice. Seems like a sadness about her. And so I'm standing there talking to her, and this one guy comes by that works there. You know, now here's a guy I joke with, and he's an older guy. I want to say he's probably mid-50s, something like that. And we've joked around, but you know, I mean, I don't really know this guy. And he comes over, and he goes, hey, he says to her, hey, watch out for this guy. You know, which I didn't really appreciate. I said, what are you talking about? She could be my niece. He goes, hey, that's what you say about all the girls. They're all your nieces, huh? And then he, like, chuckles and leaves. And I was just like, and I said to her, you know, I'm not really going to say anything to this guy because it's not really worth my time. But I just kind of felt that was a little bit weird that he should imply something while I'm talking to you and you're talking to me. And it kind of made me uncomfortable. And I think she understood what I was saying. And then I asked her if she wanted to go on a date. No, I'm just kidding. That would really be messed up. Anyway, so that's what happened over at Gelson's. And then I go to Ralph's, you know, at one point, and I made the mistake of talking about, I had done a survey. Remember I talked about, if you've been following this, I did a survey for a guy that didn't want to move from the store he was at to this new store they're opening, but he's like one of their top, they're sending all their top people to this new store. And so I gave him, he asked me to do a survey. I did a glowing survey. He saw it because they posted it. And then, but it wasn't enough. These corporations don't care. There'd have to be 100 to 1,000 people doing surveys saying, I'm not coming back here if this guy's gone. And I'm not going that far. I'm sorry you don't want to go to the other store. And but so they sent him there anyway, or they are sending him there. But I made the mistake of telling that Armenian girl, oh, it talks like this. She talks really cute. Another young, very pretty, cute girl who I joke around with. She lights up when she sees me. You know, I make her laugh, and we talk. We have these little short conversations. And I mentioned that I gave this guy a survey. She goes, "Why don't you do a survey for me?" And I go, "Oh, geez." I said, "You can't even give a compliment to anybody anymore without them asking you to do a survey. You can't say hello to anybody." And he's, hi, would you like to do a survey for me, please? Say good things." And she starts telling me that this particular Ralph's, in terms of the ratings, is very low. Like, I guess the stores, they keep score of all the stores and how they're rated. And this particular one is not rated that well. Hey, not my problem. Freaking get it together, folks. But I said to her, she runs this flower department. I go, I don't even ever buy flowers. What am I going to say? I talk to you and you're nice and you're pretty and you're cute and you smile. I mean, I don't know, what kind of a survey do you want me to, you could say that, and you could say I'm nice, and she kept, like, kind of pushing it, and I was sort of like, oh, will you stop already? And so, I don't know, I'm not, you know, the surveys, they take, like, 15 minutes or more to do. That's a lot of, they ask you a lot of questions, you know, would you recommend Ralph's to your friends, your neighbors? Would you go to Ralph's, you know, if there was another store right next door? Would you die for Ralph's? Would you actually give your life for? I mean, it's just crazy. And these corporations, they're trying. It's basically they're dehumanizing the business because it's like you can't. They're trying to make it into a science. Like, well, if you do this, then you're going to get that. And I think that's only true up to a certain point. And I'll tell you one thing I've noticed is that the people that work at Ralph's, you can just feel it. They're not happy. Even though they're all nice and they all do, they're pretty much all competent, you can tell they're not treated well. So, Ralph, you want to take a survey? Freaking treat your people well, okay? All right. Okay, Mr. Ralph? Then at one point, some Russian lady, I'm going through, you know, the store shopping, and some Russian lady stops me. She's got two jars of Alfredo sauce, and she goes, could you tell me, excuse me, do you know which one is best? I go, which is the better Alfredo? I go, I don't know. Like, do I look like I know about? Maybe I look like I eat a lot of Alfredo stuff. And, you know, I mean, I guess it was, you know, it was an educated, you know, she ventured a guess. And I said, I don't know. I have no idea. And I pointed, and then there's a lady with a kid, looked like a mom and a daughter. I said, well, maybe ask her. She looks like she might know how to cook. And the lady goes, oh, sure. And then she went over, and it was just, it was just interesting that, you know, I'll ask people opinion, but I don't know. I would never ask a guy like me. If I saw a guy like me walking in Ralph's, I would never ask him anything except perhaps where the men's room is. All right, enough of that. What else? Okay, so I have a plan with AT&T. For my cell phone, where I was getting a certain amount of data, I was getting 300 megabytes. I'm just starting to understand megabytes. and gigabytes, I think. And so I get a notice because I'm doing these Vine videos, and a lot of them I'm doing outside of my, Wi-Fi thing. So I'm using data. I'm using a lot of data. So I get a notice that I've used 65% of my data, and if I go over it, they're going to charge me a certain amount of money, not that much, but and I go, okay. I mean, the billing cycle was ending the very next day anyway, but I thought to myself, well, I better call up there, and one of my friends has unlimited data. So I call up, and I speak to a representative the next day, and they tell me, that there's no more unlimited, only you had to be grandfathered in for unlimited data, which just sounds like kind of BS to me. Like they run out of data. I don't even know what data is. I mean, I don't know. Is it, I know it's space, but is it, can they run? I guess you could run out of space. I guess you can, but whatever. So I said, okay, you're not going to, so I started to threaten to take my business. I'll take my business somewhere else. I'll show you. You'll be sorry you ever didn't give me data. And then the lady, she goes, the girl or lady, she said, you have 300 megabytes. Now, I can get you 3,000 megabytes a month for just $10 more a month. And I go, wow, that's almost like unlimited, right? I mean, 3,000. I mean, that's like 10 times the amount of what I've got. And I go, well, okay, let's do it. So my billing cycle was ending the very next day. So she said, you're going to get a bill and you're going to be charged $5 for, we're starting it now and you're going to be charged $5, only half of the new arrangement of the extra money. And I said, whoa. I said, well, how about this? How about we wait a day and start it on my new billing cycle? I won't have to pay half for like one freaking day. And then she said, oh, I'll tell you what, I'll just, waive that. So she was able to waive that. I just felt like, gee, these companies are just like, they take a $5 here, $5, do that from a couple hundred thousand, couple million people or whatever. You're making some coin, folks. You're making some coinage. And, so I now have 3,000. You're looking at a man who has 3,000 megabytes of data, I believe. I haven't checked my. I gotta check my thing, my status. And then I have a friend who does have unlimited, and he's doing a lot of Vine videos. And you know what he told me? He was told that although he was just given a warning, like a threat, that if he doesn't stop using so much data. They're threatening to slow it down. I mean, that's like mafia techniques. Hey, we give you unlimited data, but if you don't want to comply, you're using too much data, okay? How much data are you going to use? Come on, you and these stupid freaking Vine videos. How many of these are you going to make? So, I thought that was weird. So I think with me, because I don't have unlimited, I'm paying, they will never threaten me to go, hey, this guy over here is okay. He's a friend of mine. He pays every month. Every month we come up, we go, hey, you want 3,000? You don't got unlimited. You got 3,000. 3,000, right? That's right, sir. 3,000. All right. And last but not least, the hospital where I had my hips done, I mentioned before, I had, two different hip surgeries. First the right, then the left. And both were about $72,000, $73,000, two-day stay hospital, plus all the fees for the 2 days, for each 2 days. So in total, we're going all about $150,000. And I had good insurance at the time. I don't have the same insurance now. I would be much more out of pocket now than I was for the last one. For these surgeries. So anyway, the hospital keeps sending me bills that says I owe nothing. I don't understand the accounting. I keep getting, everyone, I guess probably on a monthly basis. I go, what is this? And I open it up and it goes, And it lists, you know, that you had a $72,000 bill and you owe nothing. So I probably should call them and ask them why they keep doing that to me. Will you stop it? Will you save yourself some money and save yourself some time? Because I've had it with you. I've had it with your bills. All right, folks, that's it. I think this, again, it's about a little over 25 minutes worth of podcasting. Thank you for listening. Hope you are enjoying it. If you are listening, if you're a continual listener, I believe you're enjoying it. I do believe it. That's my belief. Check out my Vine videos on Vine, which are also on Twitter and on my Facebook page. So you can just check them out. Some people have had trouble accessing them. I think it's because if they don't have the latest software on their phones or their computers. That's my guess. My friend Deb couldn't access it on her MacBook. She has the same computer as I, but she doesn't upgrade her software like I do. So, folks, that to be a lesson to you. Upgrade your software or you don't get to see any of my Vine videos. But they're fun. They're little six-second things. And, you know, if you happen to like them, then maybe on Twitter, retweet them. On Vine, revine them. Like them. Whatever you want to do. Whatever it is social media requires, or if there's anything that you can do, you feel like doing it, just do it. If you don't feel like doing it, don't do it, okay? I don't want to put you out. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. Okay. That's it. Until next week, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment.